May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. On average, human beings can go without water for only about 100 hours. That's under average conditions, at average to comfortable temperature in the air, not too much exposure to the sun. 100 hours isn't very long. But if you are walking through a desert where daytime temperatures can be in the 90s, where the air is exceptionally dry, and where you are exerting yourself carrying all of your belongings and your small children and helping your elders, it's a lot less. In fact, under those conditions, you may only be able to go 8 to 12 hours without water. Our Exodus story today has this moment in the life of Israel where they have been led by God out of Egypt. They have been rescued from Pharaoh's army. They've been led to the dry land. They've been provided with water and manna before. But they're beginning to wonder if this was such a good idea after all. The Exodus story tells us they journeyed through into the wilderness of Sin, which, by the way, despite its name sounding like our English word sin, is just a place name in Hebrew. It's a happy or unhappy coincidence. But they wandered through this vast, barren, dry wilderness, and they have come to this place where they've been ordered to camp, and there's no water. And they wonder, is the Lord with us or not? Now, sitting here in church, just a few steps away from water, it's easy for us to go, oh, where is their faith? They've been led this far. Hasn't God been with them all the way? But I don't know about you, but if I was sitting there watching my child fainting from thirst, worried that my elderly mother was going to die from lack of water, and there was no water to be had, I think I might ask, is the Lord with us or not? And if the Lord is with us, why is there no water? It is part of the difficult journey of faith that we make that sometimes we find ourselves struggling to believe. We find ourselves struggling to understand how we could be here and how a good God could possibly be with us because there is no water and we need it. Because our needs have not been met. Moses, you can tell, is feeling a little bit desperate himself. Why are you complaining to me about it? He says. But I think maybe he's wondering the same thing. I think maybe part of his frustration and anger is that he's wondering where the water is too. They're all sitting there at odds, fighting with one another. What they really need is God. And they need God to reveal himself. And in this story, God does. Because when Moses cries out to God, God says, I am here. I'm standing on the rock in front of you. Do this. Bring the elders and do this, and there will be water. And there is water. The Israelites' desperate need is met. And they would tell that story for generations after generation after generation to remind themselves when they were in places where they wondered, is the Lord with us or not? Of how in their desperate need they asked that question and got an answer. They pled desperately with it in that question and that despair, and God answered them. That's our psalm today. They told that story generation after generation, the good works that God has done. Because sometimes in our lives, we can't help but wonder and stand there in our need and say, is God with us or not? For Christians, the answer to that question is not just the stories of miraculous water in the desert. It is, as Paul's letter to the Philippians reminds us, the answer is our conviction and knowledge that God came and participated in human life through Jesus. That the answer to the question, is God with us or not, became flesh and blood and bone in Jesus of Nazareth, who came into the messiness and the uncomfortableness and the frustrations of human life, who taught us and healed and preached good news to the poor, who embodied the promises of God, not just in triumph and in victory, but also in defeat and suffering and death. In Jesus, we have the promise of God that he is with us not only in the desert, not only in good times, but through every single part of human life, through every single moment. And the answer to God, to our cry, is God with us or not, is the promise of resurrection, the promise of new life, the promise of something growing where there had once been barrenness. And that's why we come to church. Because it turns out by ourselves, it is no easier for us to remember that Jesus was one of us and with us than it was for the Israelites in the barren wilderness to be sure that God was still with them in the midst of their thirst. It's been a long time, and most of us have not met Jesus personally. It's hard for us to remember that once upon a time, God was here and walked with us and shared this life with us. But we, like the elders of old, come together to share the stories of how God was with us in our need, of how God was with us in the midst of our suffering and strife, of how we encountered God with us in the form of the risen Christ after we thought death had taken him from us. We come together because Jesus said, whenever you gather, take this bread and this wine and remember me. And wherever two or more are gathered, I will be there with you. We come together because the answer to our question, is God with us or not, is in that remembering, in that participation, in that moment of sacrament and shared storytelling, in that moment in which we say, is God with us and not, and from the altar we hear the I am with you until the end of the age. Sometimes we find ourselves in a place of spiritual barrenness, every bit as dry and dusty and desperate as the wilderness the Israelites found themselves in. And you know, I think that our response of is God with us or not is probably the appropriate one in those times. It was for the Israelites who needed water. It is for us, too, to cry out to God and say, are you with us or not? And we, too, receive the answer. We, too, receive an answer in the form of food and drink, in the form of the water of baptism, in the form of the stories told through the ages, through the Bible, and in our own lives, of the times others cried out that same question, and found that the answer was, I am here in front of you. Strike the rock and receive what you need. So whether you are in a place where you know God is with you, or whether you are in a place where your heart is crying out, are you there, Lord, or not? I am glad you are here today to hear God's answer, to hear one another say the stories, tell the stories, and remind you that yes, because God chose to empty himself and join us. God chooses always to walk with us. And God is indeed here with us today. Amen.